carry them. They'd carry them if they were going to be, I guess the men that were working with maybe with cattle that knew they weren't going to get in, they'd carry that feed right in and that morale on and carry it on their saddle horn. And noon came, why they just hook it over the old horse's head and let him start eating. Clip the bits out and let him go to eat. Yeah, that's right.
Did you put ropes around the horse's head when you were going to break him? A sort of a harness?
Well,
or were those always made out of leather?
You're talking about, I think you're talking about halters now. Well, you could make, I've seen fellas make a halter out of the rope. Just take a rope and make a halter out of it. I've seen rope halters, as well as I've seen lots of leather halters. But for our horses that were well broken, we used in around the barn, everything was leather. I have seen a few canvas halters, but I never did care for them. I always preferred a leather halter myself.
Seems it would be more comfortable.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And what did you do about horse collars? Did you just put any collar on a horse?
Oh, no.
When you were starting a horse in?
No. You had to find out what size collar he wore. And then they came in sizes, you see what I mean?
Fitted just like the suit?
Yes, it might start in down in the teens and going up into the 20s. Depend on how big a horse. I had a big span of draft horses up on the farm, and I think those horses wore 23 or 24 inch collars. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they measured, but they measured it from, if I'm not mistaken, they measured from the point of the shoulder up to the top of the neck, you see. You take a 16, 17, 18, 1900 pound horse and he wore a good sized collar. I'm satisfied there was a lot of them that was larger than I used, but I believe that's just about as large a collar as I ever used on anything I ever had. And they were big, heavy draft horses, weighed 16, 1700 pounds. And I believe they wore 23 or 4 inch collars. Yep. And then I think then when you get down on the pony size, where they got, like I say, got down in the teens.
What did you call the horse on the left?
The horse on the left?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
say if you were driving a wagon.
Yes, he was the off horse. Mm-hmm. And the right hand side was the near. Off and near. Yeah. Like you go out, send a fella out and say, now put this horse on the near side, well that was the right hand side. And put this horse on the off side, well he was on the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Oh, merciful heavens, I'd forgotten there was such thing, isn't it? Yeah. The off side and the near side.
Well, what did you do when you first moved in? What was the first thing you did after you built your house when you wanted to put in a crop? Was the land made ready for plowing then, or did you have to do something?
Well, that depends. I don't know. I don't know whether I know how to answer your question or not.
So I was just wondering what you would do if you went out into virgin country.
Oh, I see. You mean like some of these these people that liked at the opening of the strip and they made this run into the
mm-hmm.
into Oklahoma and settled on this land? I guess I imagine that the first thing they done was to build a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been a sod house. It might have been a tent. It might have been a little old